Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go. Today we continue our series on telephoning by looking at how to deal with technical problems and clarify information using alternative choice questions. These are questions where you provide two choices connected with or. For example, do you prefer an aisle or a window seat? You should answer by repeating the choice you agree with. This questioning technique is useful when you need to clarify important information or reach a decision. So, in our first telephone episode, Cyclops contracts manager Nathan Beal tried to call George Klein at Airtronix, but he was away on vacation. Now, George tries to return Nathan's call.
Simon Price, Cyclops Contracts Department. Hello? Anybody there?
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Sounds like we have some delay on the line.
Okay. Well, Simon, this is George Klein of Airtronix, and I'm looking for Nathan Beal. Is he available?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you repeat your name? There's a lot of static on the line.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm calling from the Bali Airport, and the phones here are pretty bad. My name is George Klein from Airtronix, and I'm looking for Nathan Beal.
Unfortunately, Nathan is out of the office visiting suppliers, but I might be able to help you. Can I ask what this is in reference to?
Well, Nathan called last Friday about a contract for the A420 radios. And we have most of the information.
Oh, yes, the A420 radios. Both Nathan and I are working on that contract. What can I help you with?
Well, I read Nathan's email describing this contract, but I need a bit more information in order to finish our proposal. And hopefully you can help us with that.
I'll do my best. Go ahead.
Okay, first, could you tell me whether the radios are to be shipped to you in one shipment after all of them are built, or whether we should ship each one as we finish it?
We want all 20 of them delivered in one shipment at the end. Will that be a problem?
Oh no, no problem at all. All in one shipment. Much simpler. Next, are these radios supposed to have backup batteries in case of electrical failure on the aircraft?
Nope, we don't need them. We have the main backup battery for all systems in the cockpit.
I'm sorry, come again, we're having some breakups.
No, we don't need them.
Okay, no backup batteries. Now, here's an important question. Should we build these according to EU 8567D specifications or to US 4563P specifications?
Neither. These will be built according to the new XV, that's X as in X-ray, V as in Victor, 9582 specifications.
Okay, right. X is in X-ray, V is in Victor, 9582. Glad I asked. Would it be possible to get the latest version of those specifications emailed to us?
No problem. We'll send them right away. Do you need anything else?
No, that about covers it. Thanks for your help. We look forward to sending our proposal this Friday.
Great, we'll be looking for it. Enjoy the rest of your time in Bali.
Actually, I'm catching the next flight home, but thanks anyway. Speak to you soon. Bye now.
Okay, bye.
Telephone technical problems are difficult to deal with.
Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with the podcast. It was just us showing you some telephone problems that often happen. When there are problems on the telephone line, we often just say, "What?" This doesn't tell the other party why you didn't understand them. They may think you weren't listening. Or maybe that they have to talk louder. So, it's best to tell the other party what problems are happening on the telephone line. The first problem that happens in our example dialogue is what we call delay. This means that it takes a second or two before something that is said by one party is heard by the other party. This problem often happens when using internet telephone services and when calling from countries that use satellites to send telephone signals. George tells Simon about this problem by saying,
"Sounds like we have some delay on the line."
When both parties know this, they know they should wait for the other caller to finish each thought completely before answering. They take turns speaking. The next problem that happens is what we call static. This is electronic noise, like the sound you hear when trying to find a radio station. Simon tells George about this problem when he says, "There's a lot of static on the line." Sometimes we also say, "There is noise on the line." A similar problem is dropouts, also known as breakups. The telephone signal drops out when listening to the other party, so that their voice breaks up into small bits. It's perhaps easiest to demonstrate what this is. This is what dropouts sound like. When this happens in our dialogue, George asks Simon to repeat what he said and tells him what the problem is by saying,
"I'm sorry, come again, we're having some breakups."
We could also say to the other party, "I didn't catch that. You're breaking up." Here are some other phrases to explain a telephone problem and to ask the other party to repeat what they said.
"We seem to have a bit of a delay."
"I can barely hear you. There's quite a bit of static on the line."
"There were some dropouts just then. Can you repeat that?"
And asking for the speaker to repeat himself.
"Sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you repeat what you said?"
"I'm afraid it's a bad line. Could you speak up?"
"Sorry, what was the name?"
George tells Simon,
"I'm looking for Nathan Beale. Is he available?"
George is not actually looking for Nathan. This just means he wants to talk to him. But Simon tells him he's not in the office, since he is away visiting other companies. Here are some other phrases to say why somebody can't come to the telephone.
"I'm sorry, but his line is engaged."
"I'm afraid he's not in the office at the moment."
"I'm sorry, but she's on a business trip."
"I'm afraid he's in a meeting."
"I'm sorry, but he's off today."
"I'm afraid she's just popped out for lunch."
"I'm sorry, but he's not at his desk at the moment."
Although Nathan is not in the office, Simon tells George that he can help him and asks George what information he needs by saying,
"What can I help you with?"
Then he asks George to begin asking questions using the expression, "Go ahead." When talking about shipments, Simon asks if George will have any trouble delivering all the radios in one shipment. He asks,
"Will that be a problem?"
He could also say, "Any problem with that?" These are ways of confirming that your requirements can be met. They next talk about backup batteries. The word backup is used here as an adjective, meaning a replacement if the first battery fails. So, we have backup lighting systems in offices and backup batteries for computers in case electrical power fails. Sometimes we use the word emergency instead of backup, such as with the phrase emergency power system. In our dialogue example, backup batteries are not required in the radios. Simon says,
"Nope, we don't need them."
"Nope" is an informal slang way of saying no with emphasis. George's last question is about specifications. Specifications are statements that give information about something that is to be built. It may include the size and shape of an object or what it must do. These statements usually use the word must, since they talk about things that are required. For example, if you were giving specifications for a new desk, you might say, "It must be 1.5 meters long and 1 meter wide." Simon makes sure that George clearly hears which specifications they require by using the telephone alphabet, which we explained in our last podcast. He says,
"These will be built according to the new XV, that's X as in X-ray, V as in Victor, 9582 specifications.
After all the questions are answered, Simon asks if there is anything else that George needs, and George answers with the expression, "That about covers it," which means that everything is finished. These are what we call closing signals, which are used to tell the other party that the call is soon to be finished. Here are some examples of closing signals.
I think that covers everything.
Is there anything else?
I'm afraid I've got a meeting now.
I'm sorry, I must leave it there.
George tells Simon that they'll be sending their proposal very soon, and Simon answers that they'll be waiting to receive it with the expression, "We'll be looking for it." After business is completed, it's common for people to thank the other person for calling, to wish each other well, and to talk about the next time they'll meet or talk on the telephone. Here are some examples of phrases to use after the business talk is over.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling back.
Thank you for the information.
Thank you for your help.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to hearing from you.
I look forward to our next meeting.
Me too.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good journey.
You too. Have a good holiday.
You too. Speak to you soon.
And we hope to be speaking to you soon in our final podcast in this three-part telephone series, in which we'll talk about handling telephone transfers and difficult customers. See you then. Thank you for listening to Business English Pod. We'll be back next week with a new podcast.